T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My impression, by the way, from listening to Gettleman, and we played a little bit of the audio yesterday, and then Mike had Eli on. Forget Shermer, but Eli. My impression is I don't think anybody knows what they're going to do. I don't think Eli knows what he wants to do. I don't think Gettleman really knows what he wants to do. So we could all sit here and speculate. Eli's going to come back. Are they getting rid of Eli? That's the takeaway I had from both of the conversations, that I think it's up in the air. I think there's a lot of factors that are going to go into play. I think the amount of money Eli takes on a new contract, we all know that deal's going to have to be restructured. How he views himself, how maybe his agent views opportunities out there. You know, if his agent goes back to Eli and says, look, there's not going to be a lot of great opportunities out there. That's a big factor. Or he may go to Eli and say, you know, there's going to be a lot of great opportunities out there. There's going to be a lot of teams that would give you a call, make you the starting quarterback, and you'll have a chance to win. So I just get the impression as we sit here on January 3rd, Gettleman doesn't know, Eli doesn't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, listen, hearing what Eli had to say yesterday, I mean, it was the first time that he actually got the feeling that Eli kind of, you know, understands that he may be not be a Giant next year.
Yes.
I think he kind of got that impression from him. I don't know what they're going to do. I will say this, and I think this is something that, you know, I don't know how you want to look at it. They do have to get their next guy in the building. The next guy that they are looking to take over for Eli, to me, has to get in the building sooner than later. Right? And as you said, I would not be shocked if they drafted Dwayne Haskins. I would not be shocked by that at all.
Okay? I think the problem with it is they're gonna have to trade up.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right with that. Which, you know, who knows? They could trade up with the Jets to 3. Maybe they would. You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously the Jets don't need Dwayne Haskins.
I don't think that last year was different because I thought that the Giants and Jets are both, in a way, looking for their franchise quarterback.
Right, right.
So, in a way, they're competing with each other.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No.
If the Giants are trading up to draft a quarterback, why would the Jets care?
Yeah.
Like, it's not their problem.
The one thing that Gettleman reeled off and he talked about, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and he was even surprised. I was surprised when I heard it, that the Giants scored more points than anybody else in their division. I thought that was a very telling thing. And then, you know, reeling off the amount of points that they scored late in the season. I mean, you throw out the game they got shut out by Tennessee outside of that game.
Right.
You know, in the rain, all of that in that game. But, I mean, you know, they put up 40 on the Redskins. They put up 27 on Indy, 35 on Dallas. They put up 30, whatever it was, on the Bears. You know, a couple of those games were without Beckham even playing. You know, I think the state of the offense, as the year went on, got a lot better. The offensive line got solidified. Jamon Brown was a big factor in the offensive line getting
better. And Solder was better.
Yep. Hernandez. How about the fact that Solder, this is nothing I didn't realize. Solder and Hernandez played every offensive snap this year.
Yeah.
Every snap on offense.
Yeah.
Every one.
And in Solder's case, he was a different player in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
Much better. And I think that was the same thing with the Patriots the year before, where he got off to a slow start and then was much better in the second half of the year. Look, they had a long streak where they couldn't break 30 points. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Couldn't hit 30.
Yeah.
In 4 of their last 7 games, they broke 30 points.
Yeah.
So there's no question that the offense was clicking. That's why, as we sit here today, their biggest problem in the right now
is
their defense.
Well, they could have easily, let's be honest, they could have easily, now they went 4, they started out 1-7, they finished the year 4-4 in the second half of the year.
Right.
They could have easily been 6-2. They could, if they had any kind of defense, they probably beat the Colts and they probably beat the Cowboys. Then now you're looking, I mean, still this wouldn't be enough. You know, you're talking about a 7-19.
It's a different looking season.
But it's
though.
A different look to the year.
Yeah. Now, their defense,
to me, it's all about their defense.
Their defense is clearly the number one issue. The quarterback is an issue long term.
Right.
That's what
it
is.
Not in the immediate future.
No, because
he still has enough. Because, you know, you look at the numbers this year, he had a really good year. I mean, he had a 66% completion percentage. He threw over 4,000 yards. His touchdown to interception was basically 2-1, 21-11. He did not have that bad a year.
If they moved on from Eli, the odds are they're bringing in a veteran stopgap.
Yes.
And the veteran stopgaps you're talking about, Teddy Bridgewater, which I hate to call him a stopgap. He's 27 years old. Well, I don't know what he is. That was a major injury from three years ago.
You can't, because I read some stuff about, well, you know, he didn't play well in that last game against Carolina.
No, you got to throw that out.
Throw that out.
No, no, no.
And the Saints mailed the game in. They didn't care about that game.
You can't view that game as a fair indicator.
Even if he went out and threw six touchdown passes in that game, you can't view that as an indicator on what Teddy Bridgewater is now.
Here's the guy that I'm confused about. I'll admit it, because a year ago when the Jets were looking at their quarterback situation, one of the names that would be brought up, and both of us said, nah, I think you said no. I definitely said no. Was Nick Foles. I didn't buy it.
Well,
Nick Foles, again, has taken over for Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Again, they're in the postseason. And this year, if you look at the way his contract is structured with Philadelphia, he's going to be a free agent. There's a mutual option at $20 million next year. The odds are very low that both sides are going to agree to that. So he's going to be a free agent.
Right, right.
How do we view Nick Foles now?
Yeah, but I mean, how does Nick Foles view himself? I think you got to look at that, too. He's only 30. He's not that old for a quarterback.
View himself in what way, though?
Right. Well, I don't know. Does he view himself as a guy that, I don't want to be. If I'm going to be a backup, I'll stay in Philadelphia and back up a guy that's going
to
get hurt all the
time.
Well,
he wouldn't come to the Giants to be a backup.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was going to want to be the starter and not just the guy that's going to, groom the next guy coming in.
Yeah.
I don't see that with Nick Foles.
Well, it's one of those things where when you sign him, you haven't drafted your quarterback.
Well,
so
of course.
What commitment are you making?
Of course.
You sign the guy.
Right.
You give yourself an out after a year or two, and then maybe you do draft your quarterback. You could still do that. Nick Foles still has to prove himself even more.
Sure.
I don't know how I feel about Nick Foles. I'm still not buying that I would bring him in if I'm Denver or if I'm the Giants or if I'm Miami. And I'm not buying that this is my guy for the next 5 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. To me, he's definitely better than Ryan Tannehill. This is me. He's definitely better than Case Keenum.
I'm not saying he isn't.
No, but you just threw two places out there that, look at the quarterbacks those teams have now.
Yeah, he's better than them, but am I viewing him as my long-term answer or am I still drafting a quarterback?
I don't know. I think
I'm still drafting a quarterback.
If you're the Giants.
If I'm either of those teams. If I'm Miami, if I'm Denver, if I'm the Giants, why would it be different for any of those teams?
I'd like to see, though, what would happen if you got a full-term commitment to this guy. I think he's better than he's getting credit for. That's me. Yeah, that one year when he played the whole year, he had an unbelievable year.
So what changed? Because I don't think you wanted him last year for the Jets.
Well,
is it this year?
No, I don't think I really wanted anybody as that kind of guy. I mean, thank God they didn't sign Cousins,
But that's the same thing for Denver, Miami, and the Giants. Those are three franchises that need to find their franchise quarterback.
They
All three of them, in a year where
there's really not that great a quarterback crop coming out.
No, I get it. And you have to evaluate if you like the guy or not. You don't want to force yourself to draft Daniel Jones because he's there and he's a quarterback.
Right, he happens to be there, right?
I understand. That's why I thought last year was an opportunity for all those three teams.
Yeah.
Because that was a quarterback draft, and we don't know what it's all going to turn out to, but I think we've already seen certainly flashes from Baker, flashes from Josh Allen.
Sure.
Look, all I heard going into the draft was the most ready quarterback was Josh Rosen. Now, would you agree, Joe, that of all of the guys, done the least?
Well, here's a couple things that we'll let me just say this first, though. Remember, Miami probably would have took Rosen. Didn't the Cardinals trade ahead of them to get Rosen?
Right.
So they probably would have took him.
Okay.
All right, but just going back to Rosen, though, one of the things, and maybe it's more to it than just Rosen, nobody wants to interview the Cardinals for the Cardinal job.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to interview
him. It doesn't look good that they fired their coach after a year.
No, well, I think that's a big part of it. They never gave Wilkes a shot. I mean, what did they expect in Arizona this year? They expect to be like a 9-win team?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, that looks bad from an organizational standpoint. You really didn't give the guy a fair shake.
Well,
you didn't.
We always say this about, and said this about Todd Bowles. You got to watch every single day to know.
You do.
And
is there
a possibility that if I watched or you watched every Cardinal game, we'd say, boy, Steve Wilkes is just not ready to be a coach. It's possible
we thought that. Could be.
But from afar, it does look bad. And I'm sure that's a part of why guys don't want to interview with them. And maybe the other thing is they don't love the quarterback. Maybe they look at Sam Darnold.
That might be part of it, too.
And Baker Mayfield as just better, better options.
Right, right.
Not just from an attitude standpoint, from a health standpoint, and from a play standpoint with Josh Rosen. But it's paramount if it's Foles, if it's Bridgewater, if it's an opportunity to go get Derek Carr. I don't know about
the other
Flacco.
He's 32, and how much money you gotta pay for him?
Yeah.
And how many years left on his deal? Like 3 years?
Yeah, but they're gonna move on from him.
Oh, I know they are, but I'm just saying. I mean, how many? But I mean,
he's 33 years old.
33.
So I mean, look, Eli's 38. Or he's gonna be 38.
Right.
So.
Right.
if you get 5 years.
No, they're
years
definitely
out
moving on from Flacco. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think they have to with Lamar Jackson. Yep. But the Giants, at some point, whether it's starting right away or it's someone to be groomed, they have to find their future quarterback. It's difficult to find it, as we've seen with whatever team you want to bring up. It's a long, endless road trying to find the franchise quarterback or even a good quarterback. Yep. Forget about franchise
quarterback. Yeah, no, just somebody that's a solid NFL quarterback. You're
right. Yeah, it's not easy to find.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.